That concludes the responses, and I just want to compliment the candidates. This was a terrible responsibility to answer all these questions in 4 minutes. We have a board policy on public comment before we go to a vote. It's listed here as 10 minutes. I just want to say to listeners, sponsors, you may have already had the input on this that you want, but in case there are comments from the public, there's a 10-minute public comment at this point, and then we're going to go to a vote. Is there any comment from the listener sponsors at this point? This would be around the PMD. Raphael.
Well, how do you keep track of the elections we're going to do? And at this point, there are two community members from New York who are black. There are three from D.C. and Miller's. And, oh, I'm sorry, there's a staff member, William Walker, from ABFA. So I think that's an imbalance, and I would urge you to vote with that in mind. Also, there are no two comments.
Thank you. Luis.
Okay, well, I want to thank the board members who responded to the question on Mexican Americans. We appreciate that. I understand the others maybe didn't have enough time to adequately answer that. But the Coalition for Justice has endorsed the principle that all demands from underrepresented communities are supported by the Coalition. So that means they support the motion that I presented at the lab to keep broadcasting to Mexican Americans. So I would urge the others who may have not gotten it, it is an intricate thing about the Treaty of Chicago, but equally involved. I hope that you'll consider the need for this largest demographic youth in this area that needs to be addressed. And so all members that go to the National Board, I hope you'll push when we present this motion to the National Board.
Thank you, Luis.
Yes, question. LeVon Williams from Berkeley is also.
LeVon, yes.
Compañero,
yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. I was in the
oh, I'm sorry.
I did miss it.
I'll wait. Yeah, well, so far I've heard so much positivity, you know, that's tiny developments as far as the county community. For that matter, I would like to know if there are any ideas for, say, having, say, like a program for high schoolers or college. You know, I mean, like, for example, introducing the state of San Francisco, like, why is it important? You know, anything. Is there any way that you could put that together? You know, to reach out to
but let me explain. I deeply regret that we are not going to have further responses, but I would suggest if you can stay here after the vote and approach whoever's elected and direct that to them. If you can stay, can you stay through the whole meeting?
Okay. Yeah,
okay, because we're not going to have responses from candidates at this point. But I think if you can stay, you're going to know who our new or old or whatever PMD officers are, and you should approach them. Is there any other? Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that the question I asked about, which is like a fundamental tenet of organizing, what is your base, was not responded to in terms of the race and nationality policy. Here in KPFK, there was a great revolution about it a little bit over a year, and the Spanish language, indigenous language, bilingual language went from 3% to 4% to 5%, I believe. The great revolution, 2%. Even though, as my colleague over here, Reese, has pointed out that the biggest demographic group is the Chicano, next followed by the Mexican and the Central American, we're stuck at 5%. So how can we, in good faith, go, those of you who go up there, to the National Board and say, hey, we want this done when we haven't done our homework?
Thank you. Yes, Harris.
We've heard a lot about getting along and learning to deal with people with slightly different than the panelists. I think there's something that was a prophecy going on here. One of the candidates here a few months ago, or next before the meeting with the Democrats, said that there were a group of us here who were willing to destroy KKK in order to get a majority on the board. I felt that that was very divisive and was false. And I've learned in my, it's getting to be quite a few years now, that often when I've been accused of things that weren't appropriate, they were true, the person who was making the accusation. So I hope that you would not vote for people who engage in that. At another time, another one of the candidates here said that an issue that was brought before the board was brought before the board because that person wanted to garner political support rather than that it was just an issue of importance, that racism was being used in order to garner political advantage. I think it's very dangerous for anybody to make such attributions of motive in such a way. And I fear that those statements have the intended political effects. And I would ask that you not vote for Donald Trump, not vote for the people for it, because they engaged in it. And I wish that they had not. And I think we should not support people who do that. And I think that in the future, we should censor people who do it.
Thank you. Are there any other?
Yes.
What I feel for is the question that I got that can be very really answer the question that we have some of the people asked. They are, what I heard was just to support the candidate's speech. What they feel, what they believe, and maybe everybody wants to sound really nice when they are trying to get something. And I hope that if someone is going to be more better. Gets that position that they're looking for represents what they believe they're saying that they want to represent, because if not, they talk about diversity and do this and do that and try to communicate one with each other so everything sounds wonderful, but it's not what I see in the video.
Thank you. Ambassador,
I feel like that was a good done a lot. I know something that's a war, kind of which is from very credited in terms of black history. And it's a shame that we speak right up in these times. And I was strongly appeal with members of the elders to be able to discontinence and then not come to the Paris to get to done a war. But the other issue that I want to raise, we are engaged in a really historic struggle here. And some of us who come here, apart from the issues we face in the black community of South America, it's almost the same logic that we are fighting back in our own home countries, the continent of Africa, and in other places. I am hoping that as we cast the vote this evening, that we are going to be looking for those who have ambition to establish for Pacifica a kind of influence in the course of the development of history. I am looking for that kind of thing, something beyond burying some of the very little issues. No, this is not artificial. I am saying the real battle is critical and it matters to the lives of people. And I hope that those who will be selected this evening will have the capacity to carry such a vision to the national body of
Thank you. And our final speaker from listener sponsors.
Perhaps I shouldn't speak, but I will. And I just want to say we all say things time and time that richly deserve criticism. And that's how we improve ourselves as human beings and improve our collective interaction. And I think that calling for any kind of censorship is the exact wrong thing when what we're all here for is to defend and build and promote free speech radio.
Actually, there's time for just one more comment.
I'm sorry.
We'll have to take public comment from people who have not spoken yet, but let's see.
I'd like to second Casey that, of course, censorship is out of the question, and that, in fact, when people speak, particularly in public, it's been my experience that they say exactly what they mean. Statements were made by both Israel and Donna, I've said to myself. And I think, although I agree with Deli's assessment of Pacific and the world, those statements cannot be dismissed so lightly by the side.
That concludes the public comments. Now, let me explain that there are actually two elections that we're going to have. One is for the staff representative. Margaret Prescott and Maria Armudian are from the station staff. That would be a separate election. The other five candidates are listener-sponsored candidates. So what we'll do at this time, and this will then conclude the director, the delegates meeting, we will pass out, Grace, if I'm correct, we're passing out two ballots to each.
It's one ballot.
One ballot.
The top has the listener sponsor, representative directors, and the bottom has the staff representative directors.
Right. And is everyone clear that you may rank as many or as few as you wish, but you should have one next to a candidate two. If you're going to rank, it would be with one next to your number one choice, and then in descending order. And you should vote as though the two elections are separate. One is for staff, and one is for listener sponsors. So consider them two separate. So you could have a one in staff, and you could also have a one in listener sponsors.
That's true. You should have a one in staff.
Well, yes, in fact, you must. Now, we have, in just a moment, we'll move to the LSB meeting. We have a computer with a program for calculating these votes and so on. So after you vote, I think we will give our ballots back to Grace, pick them up, and then she'll transmit them. Then actually, we can have some representatives of the listener-sponsor community monitor the voting. Roger is over there so that it's very clear. We'll take one moment, 1 minute. Yes.
I just need to know this. It's one or two persons for the one position, staff, and then three people for the other position.
Yeah.
Who was
it? Can we go back to
Yes, and you can rank them in any order you wish. Technically, among the five for listener sponsors, you could actually rank them 1 through 5. Or you can rank them 1 through 3 or whatever you wish.
Does this service as 1 year? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And how frequently do they
In person, it's quarterly. And then they call special meetings frequently in between, and they have committees that they sit on.
A lot of meetings.
We had monthly telephone meetings, and then we had special meetings, and then we had committee meetings.
Lamont, he's having
the David's.